We're here today at the Student Science Fair. Connor Barry is here to tell us about a scientist who is an inspiration and role model for many scientists today. Her name is Marie Curie, and she was an amazing woman.
Marie Curie became a scientist in a time when most women didn't study.
So, when was she born?
She was born in 1867. She was from Warsaw in Poland. She went to school in Warsaw, but she couldn't go to university there.
Why was that?
At that time, only men could go to university.
So how did she become a scientist?
She studied at a secret university, and she studied on her own. Then, in 1891, she moved to Paris in France to study at the Sorbonne University.
And she met her future husband there?
Yes, she met Pierre Curie there. He was a physics teacher at the university. They got married in 1895. They had one daughter, Irène.
Marie and Pierre worked together in his laboratory, didn't they?
Yes, that's right. And they worked hard, and they discovered two new elements. They both got the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1903 for their work.
And when did Marie get her second Nobel Prize?
Sadly, Pierre died in a road accident in 1906. Marie continued their work and won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1911.
Prizes in physics and chemistry. That's amazing. And she travelled too.
Yes, she travelled to America twice. She met the famous scientist Albert Einstein there.
And when did she die?
She died in 1934. She was only 67. The chemicals she used in her experiments killed her. She died of leukemia.
So why is her work so important?
Well, she started a new kind of physics, atomic physics, and her work helped doctors because...